I'm 30 years old and I have signed 5 separate divorce papers. None of them were mine. Don't worry. I was merely autographing the papers of people whose divorces I've caused. They lined up in the rain to meet me and thank me for causing their breakup, and then asked me to sign the papers as a memento of their lives, which they said I had saved, like a white Jesus. If that opening doesn't get you to buy this book, then honestly, just put it down and fuck off. It's not for you. I don't even want you to read it. Have a wonderful life. Still here? Brilliant. Thanks for the money. Now, I'd love to tell you that I had caused these divorces by giving these people the best sex of their lives, fucking their brains out so good and proper that the only logical conclusion they could arrive at was to leave their subpar partners, not to be confused with sub-partners, you kinky little shit, and beg me to spend the rest of my life with them. In fact, it's my book. I will tell you that. That's what happened. Really, my dick game is so good I caused divorces. Okay, not really. It wasn't my dick game. It was my oral game. I verbally convinced these people to break up with their partners. I know, the dick thing is more believable, but this really is true. People watch my stand-up special Jigsaw, streaming worldwide on Netflix, and they decide they have to split up with their partners. It's like The Ring, but for shitty relationships. At this moment in time, the tally stands at more than 300 divorces, 350 cancelled engagements, and more than 120,000 breakups. Wait, people watched a stand-up special and actually broke up with their partners. I know, right? It's mental, unreal, and not humbling whatsoever. Any celebrity who says success is humbling is absolutely full of shit, by the way. I've been a Z-list celebrity for about 12 months now, and I feel like a fucking god. O.J. Simpson was a scumbag of a human being, and what he did was horrific. But I now officially understand why he thought he could get away with it. If you're famous, people believe you. They think you're smart. They trust you. They buy your book. Morons. For the past few years of my life, I've had a very untraditional view on love. Some would call it skeptical, pessimistic, and outright offensive. Some, me, and at least 120,000 other people, would call it absolutely spot on. I'll allow you to arrive at your own conclusions. Despite what Twitter will tell you, you and I are allowed to disagree on matters and still be cool. We cool? We cool. When I was younger, I was obsessed with the idea of love and marriage. I wanted to have kids, still do, and be married by 21. Thank a non-existent God I'm not. I was trying to emulate my parents. They met at 19, married at 21, and by 25, they were parents to a future comedian with a love of swearing and an ill-fitting God complex. My parents are in love, still. To this day, after all these years, they are total nerds. Oh, they argue and disagree, and I'll still get texts from my mum letting me know my father is a big, rude idiot. And he, well, he just loves her from what I can see. They bicker, they fight, but I also know for a fact that they fuck like teenagers, and I reckon they're into some proper filthy shit. Let's leave it at that. My gran might read this. Though, I also happen to have the same suspicions about that randy old tart. You can't have 3 kids without love and sex, unless you're a devout Catholic. And even then, I imagine knowing God is watching like a cuck makes it even sexier. I'm very aware that many parents do an excellent job of hiding their problems from their kids, keeping up the illusions of a happy marriage just long enough so that the kids get out to university and can deal with their own traumas there, far away with other emerging alcoholics, druggies, and losers. Maybe my parents are incredible actors. Maybe they're holding out until my youngest brother goes to university next year. I doubt it, but only time will tell.